This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States said on Wednesday it would supply Ukraine with dozens of tanks after Germany made a similar announcement. Moves hailed by Kyiv as a potential turning point in its battle to repel Russia's invasion. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
The U.S. changed course on Wednesday and announced it would send 31 of its most advanced battle tanks to Ukraine, helping to break a global stalemate on the weapons that Ukraine says are desperately needed to fight off Russian forces and potentially reclaim occupied territory in the east and south. The U.S. decision to deliver M1 Abrams tanks helped resolve a diplomatic logjam with Germany, which was hesitant to send the advanced weaponry amid deep reluctance given its Nazi past.
Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday the key to supplying tanks for Ukraine's war effort was speed and sufficient numbers. In his nightly video address, Zelensky also said he had spoken to NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and called for supplies of long-range missiles and aircraft. Facebook parent Meta is reinstating former U.S. President Donald Trump's personal account after a two-year suspension following the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol insurrection. The company said in a blog post Wednesday it's adding, quote, new guardrails to ensure there are no repeat offenders who violate its rules. Trump's spokesperson did not immediately respond to comment on the decision. He was suspended on January 7th, 2021. He has been reinstated to Twitter. This is VOA News. Hundreds of supporters of South Africa's opposition protested Wednesday over ongoing power cuts that are crippling the African continent's most developed economy. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
South Africa has been mired in an energy crisis for more than a decade, but it has accelerated this year, with the country experiencing daily scheduled blackouts, sometimes for as long as 10 hours a day. Known here as load shedding, the cuts are meant to reduce power on the strained grid. Eskom, the cash-strapped and debt-ridden state power utility, is beset by aging coal plants that are prone to breakdowns. Hundreds of protesters massed outside the headquarters of the ruling African National Congress Party, blaming the government for failing to get the energy crisis under control. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Witnesses say a drone strike has killed at least 21 civilians in north-central Nigeria. The victims were members of a civilian defense group who were responding to a reported attack by gunmen in Niger State on Tuesday. A member of the group told the Associated Press on Wednesday that the death toll was likely to increase since many people were critically injured or missing. Authorities have yet to confirm who was responsible for the strike, but it came from blame quickly fell on the Nigerian Air Force, which has carried out similar strikes in recent years. A potato seller in Zimbabwe is patching up old U.S. dollars for resale in the black market amid a short supply of the currency and an economic crisis. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
A dab of glue and good as new. So says black market trader Cuthbert Gudza as he sits patching up currency in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
I'm a potato seller, but I saw buying torn US dollar notes as another business opportunity.
Zimbabwe is a dual currency economy following the collapse of the Zimbabwean dollar in 2009. Zim dollars were reintroduced in 2019, but locals generally rely on the greenback for daily transactions. However, with US currency in short supply, grimy old notes are making a comeback.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. At least two people were killed and seven wounded in a knife attack on a regional train in northern Germany Wednesday, in which fellow passengers overpowered the alleged assailant, police said, adding three of the wounded had serious injuries. The 33-year-old suspect of Palestinian origin was detained at a railway station and treated in a hospital for minor injuries. Quote, witnesses were able to restrain the suspect immediately after the attack until police arrived, police said in a statement. I'm Joe Ramsey.